This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2008. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 14th, Alaska, Argentina, Australia, Bangladesh, Canada, Cuba, East Turkestan, France, Germany, India, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Luxembourg, Malaysia, Mali, New Zealand, Russia, South Carolina, Spain, UK, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. One could never be quite sure of the true schedule of KNLS Alaska, since there's contradictory information depending on which part of their own website you check or what other sources. But Wolfgang Bischel has been monitoring from the remote receiver in Edmonton and concluded on November 12th and 13th that only one of their two transmitters was actually on the air. The English broadcast 08 was not to be heard on 6075, nor the English at 10 UT on 6115. Since November 11th, the retimed Spanish relay of Orion Argentina via WRMI has been appearing successfully on new 6060. Even on Sunday evening, UT Monday, during the 01 UT hour, I suppose that was a repeat of their Friday program since it is only 5 days a week originally. Barry Hartley in New Zealand tells me Radio Australia back on shortwave via RNZ Pacific. Correspondence with Adrian Sainsbury confirms this. It seems shortwave is still important, but we all knew that. He noted there was a report in Australian DX News about hearing Radio Australia programming on 9700 via New Zealand in Talk Vision at 1233 UT on October 30th, according to Craig Seeger. And Adrian Sainsbury says, yes, that's correct. RNZI also does a Melanesian update program from Port Vila, starting at 0728 and 1228 UT for half an hour, and using Solomon Islands Pigeon from Wellington Monday through Friday. RNZI increased programming for Melanesia after the closure of Radio Australia. Early this year, RA approached us, and we now broadcast an ABC Talk 30 program Monday to Friday, starting at 2210 and 1228 UT for half an hour each. Rather ironic, is it not? Frequency at 2210 would be 13840. Using a remote receiver at Delhi, Wolfgang Bischel says on November 14th, on exactly 4750, I came across the Bangladesh signal at 1258 UT. It was 35 over 9, but much, much overmodulated. I guess the Bangladesh technicians will kill the Tomcat's transmitter soon at Dhaka Shavar. After a final announcement at 13 UT, I guess that was after the English external service, he heard a powerful buzz at multiples on both sides of the frequency, 150, 250, 350 hertz, etc., and visible sideband with a test tone 1 kilohertz away. He was still hearing the test tone at 1545. Greg Hardison was baffled by a beacon he was hearing on a remote receiver in Hawaii, 284 kilohertz at 1057 UT, November 9th. The ID on that beacon in Morse code included a letter which is not part of our English alphabet. Dida dida dididit. Well, it so happens, as I pointed out, dida dida does represent a letter in the Russian alphabet, the one that looks like a backward R, pronounced Ya. So could that have been a Russian beacon, Ya S? However, between the IDs, it was also sending a long dash, which is a Canadian thing. So could it be miskeyed for something else? Exactly. Steve McDonald, VE7SL in BC, says this one is actually QD in Manitoba. It has been keying this pattern now since September. I say it's hard to figure out how QD could be transformed into YA-S. QD is in the PA, Manitoba, which could be construed as meaning not this. BHU, Canada time signals are still missing from their middle frequency, 7850 as of November 14th. But they'd better hurry up and restore it, as I did hear some Spanish two-way on exactly that frequency. And CHR should be listening to CHU because they continue to announce their time as 61 minutes slow on 15034 USB. We've already discussed some anticipated changes for Radio Havana Cuba when its B-19 schedule finally goes into full effect, November 17th or 18th. Here's one we may not have mentioned. 9640 is to be replaced by 7340 for the morning broadcast at 12 to 16 UT in Spanish, but 9640 will remain on the air as a tarde frequency, 22 until 05. From the land of Uyghur brainwashing, also known as East Turkestan, China's Xinjiang PBS has made its winter frequency changes. I was running across just barely audible carriers on two of their frequencies, 4980 now that WRMI is off, and 5060 around midnight 10 UT, November 14th. The other two are 4850 in Kazakh and 4500 in Mongolian, 4980 being the Uyghur language frequency. As soon confirmed by Ron Howard from Hiroshi in Japan that the winter frequencies went into effect on November 12th. Daily weather info in French and some heavily accented English continues for the mini transat La Boulangère yacht race from Grand Canary to Martinique on 17800 AM, starting at 15 UT. The other frequency, 17825, had been in parallel in AM, although registered as DRM. And finally, as of November 13th, we were actually hearing that in the DRM mode. That is, we were hearing DRM noise, presumably carrying that. By the way, why it's called La Boulangère, we're not sure, since that means baker, and this has nothing to do with baking. We continue to wonder how many contestants are listening in DRM rather than AM, or even have portable DRM receivers aboard. Sad news from Germany concerning Hamburger Lokalradio. Wolfgang Büschel received another reply from Peter Maywald, acting program manager, saying on the 10th of November, in translation, "Unfortunately, our colleague, friend, and radio manager, Michael Kettner, died last Friday. For this reason, for the time being, there will be no further broadcasts of programs on shortwave." What the future holds, I cannot say at the moment, only so much that our Hamburg local radio has to restructure completely because Michael Kettner was the main player in producing broadcasting material. Please understand that the priorities are currently different. Of course, that concerns World of Radio, which used to have three broadcasts, thanks to Hamburger Local Radio. On DX India, Joe Jacob says November 14th, all India Radio, Tiruvannamalai, is back on shortwave with 50 kilowatts, 5010, at midnight 20 to 0205 and 1130 to 1745, and the daytime frequency 7290 from 0230 to 0932, but extended Saturdays and Sundays until 1030. However, Wolfgang Büschel quickly checked at 0710 UT November 14th and was not hearing anything on 7290. As of November 13th, Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, provides an updated schedule for Denge Boylat, the Kurdish clandestine, which is currently being jammed by Turkey on almost all these same frequencies at the same times. However, the schedule may have settled down instead of jumping around so much. In any event, this is what he gives, along with the different transmitter sites, starting at 0330 on 9525 via France, at 0611540 Pridnestrovia, from 0815175 Pridnestrovia. From 12, switch to 11540 Pridnestrovia, at 1511530 via France, at 169525 via France, and the final 2 hours from 20 UT, still on 9525, but back to Pridnestrovia. Power 300 kilowatts from there, and 250 kilowatts from France. Ivo Ivanov says something's always very wrong at Radio Kuwait's Kabd Sulaybiyah transmitting station. Kuwait in English, a badly drifting frequency November 11th, supposed to be on 15530, but heard at 0632 and 0758 between 15451 and 15444. Also, the Philippines service on November 11th was badly drifting from the nominal frequency 17760. Instead heard until 10 UT on 17627. Well, that was the Persian service preceding it. But then from 10, the Filipino service, also varying around 17627. However, on November 13th, English was very close to its nominal frequency, 15529.9, checked at 0630 and 0759. A lot of excitement in Europe, and by those using a remote receiver elsewhere, was the unexpected resumption of shortwave from Luxembourg on 6030.1, November 9th. Alan Rowe in England says, Christoph Ratzer said a transmitter in Luxembourg is now on the air for Eifeler Radio Tage. I'm hearing it in a German program, very weak, but audible at 10:30 UT, Saturday, 9 November. The broadcast arranged by Christian Milling from Shortwave Services. The transmitter is in Junglinster, Luxembourg, about 120 kilometers south of the Kahl transmitter in Germany. Lowell Green in England says it's nothing like the old transmitter on 6090, only peaking at about S7 with deep fades and unintelligible in local noise at 1115 UT on 6030. The shortwave broadcast on 6030 would be on the air only Saturday and Sunday from Junglinster, reviving an old directional antenna beaming 55 degrees after about 10 years off the air. They say the 1 kilowatt transmitter should get an ERP of 20 kilowatts with 13 dB antenna gain, according to a translation via Roger. They actually started testing with tones at least on November 7th, but no word about any future broadcasts, although possibly, so watch out for that slightly off frequency, 6030.1. Ron Howard in California says Saramak FM reactivated on 9835, but transmitted from Kajang on the west coast of peninsular Malaysia, November 11th, heard from 1148 to 1317. This frequency had been off the air all year, so very happy to find them reactivated, including easy listening pop songs, no news at the top of the hour, and recitations from the Quran, news in vernacular and IDs for Sarawak FM and RTM. Reception varied from very poor to almost fair, depending on the amount of adjacent interference. By the way, the other Malaysian frequency, 11665 with YFM, was not being heard at that time. Ron Soon received a nice EQSL for this, showing the stamps on it, so is now expecting the actual postal QSL in the mail. By the way, as I observed back on November 4th, watch out for another station on 9835, which could also be broadcasting the Quran. That's the Russian service of Iran, which is scheduled only at 1320 until 1420. November 14th at midnight 13 UT, I was surprised to hear African music and talk 20 over 9 on 5995. Must be Bamako, Mali, on late past its usual closing at midnight UT, and yes, there was an ID in French at midnight 16, but this was squeezed between the two Cubans on 5990 and 6000. However, the schedule in the ALKI NDXC list now shows it running until 0200 UT, starting at 18, and the morning broadcast at 06 to 08, but I doubt it's regularly on the air until 0200. Sometimes I have also heard it early before 0600. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2008. A non-commercial program, thus appreciating voluntary financial support. Also for the expenses of our website, worldofradio.com, and publication DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week to William Hassig in Illinois for a check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In HFCC, I found the following registration for DRM broadcasts from Komsomolsk Namure in Far East Russia, presumably those DRM tests for the remote Chukotka region of eastern Siberia. From 20 to 22 UT, 6025. 22 until 01, 11860. 01 to 06, 15325, and 06 to 10, back on 6025. filed under South Carolina Non, Harold Froge in Michigan heard a WRMI broadcast of Brother Hysterical, November 7th at 21:15 on 15770. He said he's restricted to his house because of attacks by the devil. Could that be the South Carolina judicial system? Also, November 10th at 0722 on 5850, I heard Brother Scare remarking that he is confined to the house, but is allowed to talk on the radio, as we certainly know, and is wearing a wireless mic so he can walk around. Not the first time I've run across him saying something like this. So is he confined, as in house arrest, maybe with an ankle monitor to keep him away from the girls, or confined due to disability? Alan Weiner must know, having visited him recently. There's got to be a public document about how his legal status is somewhere, if anyone could uncover it. Well, in fact, Ken Zicke in the Michigan ARE has done just that, since I think he's a lawyer. He says, Brother Hysterical's woes. It occurred to me I haven't looked at his court file in a dog's age. His 8 cases of everything from burglary to kidnapping to criminal sexual conduct remain pending, and the last court action dates to May 8th of this year, when there was a preliminary hearing. There is no indication of when the next date will be in the South Carolina public court records. There is a related case, People v. Christine Lair, about child neglect. She let this happen to her daughter. That also remains pending, with the same last court date and type. I guess the wheels of justice in South Carolina work very, very slowly. You can perform your own search if you'd like to keep up on this. The site is as follows, https://publicindex.sccourts.org. Follow the links and accept their terms. And search for Ralph and Christine, spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-Y-N-E. After a 5-year break, Radio Exterior de España has resumed its Spanish DX program, Amigos de la Onda Corta, hosted by Antonio Buitrago, who was doing that before but apparently suspended the program when he became director of the station. Now there have been 2 or 3 new episodes with contradictory info about the actual scheduling. I've yet to hear it on shortwave. It might be airing right after sign-on Saturdays at 1500 on 9690 and others, but it's far easier to find it among their extensive roster of podcasts a la carte. The November 7th edition was supposed to be about the current World Radio Conference going on in Egypt, which might affect our shortwave listening, but it's mainly about the higher bands and ham radio. Saturday, November 9th at 22:41, I was surprised to hear a news magazine in American English on 6150. Several stories, including the dangers of robots taking over jobs and the theremin musical instrument. What in the world is this? Could it be China Radio International? No, I soon recognized the voice of Marco Werman, who does The World, and which we hear on KOSU and many public radio stations in the U.S. It is a co-production with BBC and PRI, originating at WBUR in Boston. And finally, checking the BBC World Service schedule, I find it does appear there, except they have renamed it. They have demoted it to Boston Calling, an American Point of View, somewhat less of a remit than the entire world. And it's only aired for 27 minutes once a week, although originally it's almost a 1-hour program 5 days a week. Furthermore, it turns out the 6150 transmission at 22 to 23 UT is relayed by the U.S. AGM facility in the Philippines at Tinang, a new relay deal I was not aware of, and there's an additional hour at 23 on 11825. Welcome to a new world of radio webcasting affiliate. It's called Happy Station. Thanks to Joseph McTaggart, who asked if he could add World of Radio to his schedule. He says, I'm still in the early stages of setting up the station. There are a few fixed programs in the schedule. This Way Out, an LGBT magazine, the Christian Science Bible Lesson, Sherlock Holmes audiobooks, and old-time radio dramas. Otherwise, a mixture of music, rock, pop, and classical, English lessons, and things of local interest read in basic English for those who are learning English as a second language. He says, I would like to add you at 11 hours British time daily for the coming weeks. When I have more content and listeners, I will reduce it, and when that happens, I'll let you know. I'm expecting it to be daily at 11 a.m. for the foreseeable future. The station is not designed for native speakers. It's designed for English students who need to hear slower English. I really like your voice, and it is slow and pronounced. For people who are learning English, it would be a great asset. This started on November 10th. It's part of a group of other webcasts, aggregated apparently by Radio King, so here's the exact URL to reach it. https://uk.radioking.com/radio/happy-station, all lowercase. A reminder of our new time for World of Radio's first shortwave broadcast each week, Friday at 2300 UT on WRMI 9955. I checked November 8th and was hearing wall of noise jamming at first over WRMI. Cuban jammers had not adjusted their schedule because they don't need to jam it until after midnight UT when there is exile programming. But as the half hour went on, the jamming abated and WRMI's signal improved. So by the end, World of Radio was clearly audible. At 0130 UT Saturday, we're still on three WRMI frequencies. Best by far this away is 5850, also on 5010 to the south, and 7780 to the northeast. That one is often a barely audible carrier here, since we are to the northwest off the side of that antenna. But I often check it via the Utwente SDR in Holland and find the 7780 signal is still riding well there, even though it's the middle of the night in Europe, when there are several other airings of World of Radio on different days of the week at 0100 or 0130 or 0230. Now for the Sunday evening or UT Monday broadcast, we're still on 7780 at 0130 and 0230. However, 9395 had something else, and I've asked if we can still be on that frequency as well at 0230, which is the day off for Radio Tirana, if and when its audio can be retrieved other days of the week. Although nominally scheduled to start at 1902 UT Mondays, our strong IRRS broadcast across Europe on 7290 had actually been starting playback about 1859 before the transmission actually comes up, cutting off the beginning of World of Radio, so I hope we can, from now on, actually not start until it's really going around 1902. However, the next day, Tuesday, I found it was not on the air at all. The November 9th airing of Alan and Angela Wiener Worldwide on WBCQ was again sub-hosted by Timtron, 0100 UT Saturday on 7490. However, on this occasion, he said they were experimenting with another frequency, 6160, which I could not hear, but John Carver says he was hearing it better than 7490, but we can't be sure what will happen on weeks to come. Further notes from John Carver say this: Timtron also mentioned the superstation transmitter was down again, and that Alan had insisted on Tim going to the station to get it going. Tim said he wasn't finished winterizing his home in faraway Skowhegan, and he wanted to go back and work on that instead. When he got home, he'd have to chip ice off things to work on them, and it had snowed today at Monticello. He mentioned the transmitter problem with the superstation will require a man from the transmitter company, that is Continental, and him, to tear it all apart. He's upset about that as it's still under warranty. Bryce Avery of the Encore Classical Music Hour on WBCQ informs me that he's adding another broadcast to North America on another station, effective right away. UT Sunday, November 17th at 0100 on WWCR 6115. And then again exactly 24 hours later at 01 UT Monday, still on WBCQ 7490. He says, I put together a tasty show for program number 37 and hoping for decent propagation. WRMI continues to run its new frequency, 6060, as I mentioned under Argentina Non. It's on the air from 21 UT with SMTV. Argentina Relay at least on weekdays, if not every day, at 0100 until 0200. Sometimes the signal is pretty good here. However, there could be a problem, as Arnie Coro has also included 6060 on the new Radio Havana schedule. all the way from midnight until 07 UT. Now, I was hearing Cuba on that frequency November 7th at 23:56, mixing with WRMI SMTV, but it was off later, and I've not heard of Anna since, but it could be the real collision is coming up. Meanwhile, on November 10th and 11th, whenever I checked SMTV on whatever WRMI frequency it was on at the moment, I was hearing a double audio feed of the same programming. At first, they were 4 seconds apart, and then much further apart, not matching. Finally, by November 12th, it was back to one SMTV at a time. Also, meanwhile, Wolfgang Büschel and I are again hearing a very weak signal on 5800, which appears to be a low-power reserve transmitter from WRMI, at least holding on to that frequency. Wolfgang measured it 18 hertz on the plus side, with music at 0604 UT, November 14th. We can certainly not depend on it at any particular time, but theater organ in the Ozarks showed up again on WTWW2 5085. I heard it between 0119 and 0143 UT, Sunday, November 10th. WTWW1 has been off the air most of the time. Dave Kenny says it did appear as scheduled during Sunday morning church-going time on November 10th, and it was also on the air when I checked the afternoon of November 12th, between 18 and 23 UT, but not the next day, so you never know. Communication of the British DX Club reports that KIMF, the International Fellowship Mission, is no longer listed in the HFCC database for B-19. It has been planning a shortwave service from Bellwawe, Nevada, listed in HFCC for many years, but the project has not come to fruition, and it now seems unlikely that it ever will. Remember Tony Alamo, the totally dead and disgraced gospel huckster? Some of his old recordings have shown up on shortwave again. Who would be doing that? Iwe Vanoff heard them 16 to 17 UT November 10th via Now in Germany on 6120, at least on Sunday. And I heard the recording. It's definitely Tony Alamo as he introduces himself. So, who would be doing this in the same way that Pastor Pete Peters, Dr. Gene Scott, and John Hill Radio have been revived, and no doubt Brother Scare will sometime be. And here's another one, also thought to be Tony Alamo, as Yari Savalainen listened to a recording. It's 1630 to 1730 Sunday on 5945 via Uzbekistan. Peter W. Hansen says it appears that Voice of Vietnam Relay via WHRI 7315 has a new schedule. English only at midnight UT, Spanish at midnight 30, and then an hour of Vietnamese at 0100, each of them on a different antenna angle, so we have only one chance to hear English when it's aimed at 25 degrees. Mike Terry forwards an item originating with spaceweather.com November 8th. The sun is currently in the pits of a century-class solar minimum. However, the quiet won't last forever. This week, a sunspot from New Solar Cycle 25 appeared on the sun and unleashed a minor solar flare. There are signs that Solar Cycle 25 is sputtering to life, heralding a new solar max in the years ahead. The propagation outlook for Boulder issued November 11th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 minor storm levels on November 21st and 22nd, with Ann Canacy peaking at 25 and 5. Solar flux 70, except for a bump up to 71 between November 22nd and December 3rd. And that's World of Radio 2008. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week with a standard disclaimer.